This is Fresh Air. This year marked the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. Before time runs out on the International Quadricentennial Celebration, our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz is going to tell us about a recent CD that celebrates Shakespeare in words and music.
In Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, for the lovesick Duke Orsino, music is the food of love. He offers to pay the clown Feste for singing a sad but consoling love song. "There's for thy pains," he says. But the clown demurs, "No pain, sir, I take pleasure in singing." It's one of my favorite moments in Shakespeare, and it leapt to mind while I was listening to a new recording called Shakespeare in Music and Words, released in honor of the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. One disc of this 2-CD set is devoted to music inspired by Shakespeare, and one disc to actors reading Shakespeare. One of the loveliest tracks is the Welsh bass baritone Bryn Terfel singing Come Away Death, the very song that Feste takes pleasure in singing. The luscious musical setting is by the British composer Gerald Finzi, who died in 1956 at the age of 55.
Come away, come away, death, and in sad Cyprus let me.
The most popular sources of music in this collection are Romeo and Juliet and Midsummer Night's Dream. Frankly, I could live without an organ version of Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream Wedding March, or the inevitable love theme excerpted from Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet Fantasy Overture. The real gems here are the more unusual choices, including some that are not slavishly attached to Shakespeare. Take the nocturne from Berlioz's Béatrice et Bénédict, his opera based on Much Ado About Nothing. It's a rapturous hymn to the harmonies of the night sung by the ingenue, Hero, and her maid after they've conspired to trick Beatrice into falling in love with Benedick. But both the words and the music are purely Berlioz's invention. The singers here are soprano April Cantello and mezzo-soprano Heather Watts. Colin Davis is the sympathetic conductor. Maybe no composer loved Shakespeare more than Giuseppe Verdi. And Shakespeare in Music and Words gives us René Fleming singing Desdemona's Ave Maria from Otello, although the Willow song would have been more directly Shakespearean. There's also a powerful chorus from Verdi's Macbeth, and a comic scene from Falstaff, again with Bryn Terfel. Too bad no translations are included to help clarify what's happening in this hilarious scene from Verdi's last masterpiece. The second disc is devoted more directly to Shakespeare. An assortment of eminent British actors read speeches, scenes from plays, and several of the better-known sonnets, all excerpted from a new 100-disc complete Shakespeare set. We hear a lot of good diction and plummy vocalizing. Geraldine McEwen and Christopher Plummer are better than that as Beatrice and Benedict, but mostly the women are less hammy than the men. Peggy Ashcroft as Kate, Dorothy Tootin as an impetuous Juliet, Vanessa Redgrave charming us in the epilogue to As You Like It. My particular favorite, though, is Max Adrian, whose voice may sound familiar from the legendary original cast album of Leonard Bernstein's Candide. He gives one of the most convincing readings I've ever heard of Jaques' famous Seven Ages of Man monologue. Here are the first five ages.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages. At first, the infant mewling and puking in the nurse's arms, then the whining schoolboy, with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snail unwillingly to school. And then the lover, sighing like furnace with a woeful ballad made to his mistress' eyebrow. Then a soldier, full of strange oaths and bearded like the pard, jealous in honor, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation, even in the cannon's mouth.
Of course, any excuse to honor Shakespeare is a good one. And if we didn't celebrate this major anniversary of his death, we'd have to wait 48 more years until his 500th birthday.
Lloyd Schwartz teaches in the MFA Creative Writing Program at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. He reviewed Shakespeare in Music and Words, a 2-CD set on the Argo label.